Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Access All Areas with me, Stephen Lang.
And me, Bobby Norris.
How you doing, babes?
I'm really, really good, thank you. Really good. How have you been?
Not as good. I'm quite depressed at the state of the world, Bob, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, bless you. Talk to me. Get it off your chest. What's getting you down?
This whole situation, you know, it's like the biggest number since the beginning of the pandemic. Mm. We're facing queues at the supermarkets again. Are we going to be able to see our families at Christmas? Are we going to... I don't know. I'm just a bit over it, really. Do you know what I mean?
When do we get our next update? Do you remember, like, back in the lockdown, I remember sitting in front of the telly waiting...
Every day, yeah.
...come out, like, and that was all sat there super glued to the telly. Are we getting that again, or is it every few weeks?
Well, I don't think there's any official thing. I know they did one last week, didn't they, the two doctors? And I think Boris is supposed to do one on Wednesday. But other than that, I don't think there's any kind of real info.
I guess it's kind of good when we know he ain't coming out, because when he does turn up, it's probably not a good sign.
Yeah,
as long as he's not there,
keep him off the telly.
Yeah, otherwise it's just bad times.
Yeah, totally. Have you been filming?
So I've got a few days off because we're a little bit in advance, so a little bit of time off filming. So kind of just trying to organise my life. But one of them situations that you just still, there's things you never get around to doing. I spend so much time writing lists that I don't do what's on the list.
I've actually got my shopping list right here. I'm doing the same. I'm back in the office one day a week, and I'm using my lunch break to do a shop so that I can make the most of the day. But yeah, I'm feeling a bit like how I did at the beginning of the lockdown, like that exact thing. I feel like I've got to get everything in order and get everything sorted out, because it feels like life's going backwards a bit, doesn't it?
What's the vibe been like in the office? You glad to be back in there?
Yeah, there's not that many people, to be honest. We're only allowed on one floor. There's six floors in the building. We're only allowed on one floor, and you have to apply to go in. So it's just the whole... I mean, if you would have said this, you know, the beginning of this year in January, that this would have been the situation, I think I probably would have... I just wouldn't have believed it. But yeah, here we are. So you've got a little bit of time off from Towie then?
Yeah, a few days off. Start again at the weekend. So kind of just going to organise everything I kind of can now until next few weeks will keep me busy with filming. But yeah, I can't, you know, I'm one of them people, organising things is good for my mind, because I feel like I'm being productive. But so far, the last 2 days, all I've kind of done is go to the gym. So the productivity's ended there.
But that's pretty good. That's still pretty good.
I did go Sainsbury's.
Well done.
Good. The signs are back out, limiting you to 2 or 3 items. So
yeah,
fingers crossed people aren't all running around the aisles grabbing the...
Bog roll.
Yeah. Because we don't want to go back to them days.
No, I mean, nutters, I think, aren't they? I mean, luckily, I haven't spotted any of that in my local supermarkets. But that doesn't mean it can't, the next time I go, it won't have happened and I will have missed the boat, and then I'll be, you know, there won't be any pasta for me to buy or whatever.
Just have to be 3 bottles of Kylie wine.
Yeah. Oh, fingers crossed.
Still can't get it.
Oh, Bob, I'm going to have to get your address and send you some, Jesus. Actually, I'm trying not to drink at the moment.
How's that going?
I went to a birthday party on Saturday, did have a few drinks there, but I was still quite sensible. And then, you know, just back to it. So, and I figure, I kind of feel, you know, a bit like how you in the lockdown decided this was going to be a good time for you to kind of get into shape and do all the things you wanted to do. I'm kind of feeling that about the second one. Like, let's not waste this time like I did the first time. Just kind of, well, I did get my kind of flat in order. But, you know, kind of, I want to make something of that time. So if it does happen again, I'm thinking, no drink. I'm going to be running. I'm going to try and do all the things that I didn't do the first time round. Apart from this time, it'll be pissing down rain outside.
Yeah.
In 90-mile-per-hour winds.
So, that's our only problem. If it comes back, if we do have another one, I think, well, we're just going to literally have to just grin and bear it. I don't think we're even going to care if we go out and get wet, because it'll just be nice to be out again. Yeah. I'm so keeping fingers crossed it doesn't come to that. But it is looking a little bit scary. It's looking a bit worrying. But thank God, there's some good telly coming up in the next few months, I feel, to get us through it.
There certainly is.
One more binge set of anything on Netflix that I've seen 54 times, I'm going to cry. I mean, I know it's no problems, but there's only so many repeats that you can handle.
I completely agree with you on that. I was actually looking today because there's new pictures from The Crown on Netflix, which is coming out again in November. Yeah. If you're into royal dramas, then I guess that's pretty good. But then we've also got, which is actually on at the moment, Celebrity Karaoke, which is what one of our guests has been doing, don't we? Hasn't they?
We've got David Potts joining us, apparently, because I think my friend Jessie's doing it. I'm so intrigued about it because apparently, I don't think necessarily being the best singer guarantees that they're going to get to the end. So I kind of like that because otherwise it's kind of a dot on a card who's going to smash it, I'm guessing. Once we've heard them all sing, it's too easy to call. So I kind of like that we're mixing it up a little bit. Quite a good concept of a show. No telly.
I agree. And actually, that's the thing with karaoke, right? If the best singer isn't always the most entertaining person.
No, absolutely.
So, it's quite a good concept.
I don't know why I didn't get the call, to be fair. Maybe someone's heard me singing.
Are you not? Is it not nothing to shout home about, Bob?
Oh, no, I'll be honest with you. Like, you know, it actually fills me with dread. If someone says there's going to be a karaoke, do you know some people, they can still be bad, but they're good?
Yeah.
Mine's, like, painful to people. It's going to
ruin. Down a blackboard, screaming cats.
Yeah, it's just forget it. Put the microphone down, Bobby, and just let everyone else do their thing. Like, I wish I could stand up there and bang out an Adele number.
But not for you.
I can't.
You've got other talents, Bob.
And singing ain't one of them. But, but I'm intrigued to ask David if there's any kind of... Because I want to know what's going on behind the scenes. Is it quite competitive? Is there any rivalries going on? I'm sure there is. There's got to be a couple of egos banging around backstage.
Celebrities with egos on a reality TV show. Of course it is, naturally.
Actually,
we also have someone else taking part in a big TV show at the moment. Well, they've just left, actually. But Myra Dubois, the drag queen who was on Britain's Got Talent, she'll be joining us after David. And then Selling Sunset, we've just been killing it with the Selling Sunset interviews at the moment. We've also got Davina coming on at the end, which is very exciting.
So excited to speak to Davina. I remember, I think back in series two, she had a property that I think was $75 million. I didn't even know you could get an house for 70. I mean, it's obviously more than an house, but...
it's not a two up, two down in Chelmsford, that one.
No, it's not. It's not a one bedder, but 75 mil, like, I'm another level.
It's more money than I can even comprehend. I don't know, like...
Yeah. What's your deposit on that?
That's a big mortgage you're going to have to go down HSBC and get, aren't you?
Yeah, Jesus. That's a big old stamp duty.
I'm looking forward to speaking to her because she's had a bit of a makeover recently as well, which we're going to catch up with her about. And I'm just kind of intrigued. Still don't know about Series 4, but the Oppenheim brothers were on, I think it was this morning, and they confirmed that it's likely. This is bad, but I have only just started watching and I'm just coming up to the end of season one. So I'm getting there. I'm kind of getting a bit more about what it's all about. Rather than just watching clips.
Some of them might get you through the next lockdown.
Yeah, but they're only quite short, aren't they? They're only like half an hour. You can get through them quite quickly. But there's so much like stuff I'm trying to watch at the moment. I'm also on Bake Off, which will be on, you know, and all of these other things. So
Bake Off been? I love a bit of Bake Off.
Well, there's only been one episode so far, and it was actually quite dramatic. One of the ladies on the show knocked over a tray of someone else's bakes as he was taking them to the table to show it to Paul and Prue. She was like mortified. She cried actually. She was so upset about it. But the guy that I can't remember his name, but he just wasn't very like. He was like, oh well, things happen. Like I think he wasn't being very kind to her. I think.
Don't say like his art was in it, Stephen.
Well, you know, exactly. You should be,
like,
right?
Oh, like, your fairy cakes are being hit.
Fairy cakes. It wasn't like that one a few years ago with that guy that just shoved his ice cream in the bin because someone had taken it out of the freezer. It wasn't like one of those moments. But yeah, I do enjoy a bit of Bake Off. So that's my watching at the moment. We have also got some new people on Dancing on Ice confirmed, haven't we? Have you seen?
Oh God, I can't believe it. it's Rebecca Varda.
Good one.
Can
good
you believe one. It? What a booking.
What a booking. I wonder what made her do it, actually. I wonder if it's all this stuff with Colleen makes her kind of want to get out there and kind of show the kind of person that she is and stuff.
I reckon it's absolutely that.
It's a pretty good lineup this year, though. They've got Mylene, Denise Van Outen, Jason Donovan.
Oh, well, Jason's getting on the ice.
Yeah.
I reckon he'll be good.
I do as well. I think he did quite well in Strictly when he did it. It was a long time ago now. But
going to make for a really interesting show, though. I wonder.
Yeah. I always get the impression that Rebecca Vardy might be a little bit spiky with people. I just remember when she was on, I'm a Celeb?
I'm a Celeb, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she sometimes just was a bit abrupt with people, wasn't she? I wonder if that could rub some people up the wrong way behind the scenes on Dancing on Ice. I can't imagine people like Mylene and Denise are very patient with people who, you know what I mean? They'll they've been in the business for a long time, and I imagine they know how they like to play things, so...
Definitely.
Yeah, interesting.
A great name, especially after everything that's happened with Colleen. But I'm gutted it's not one of them reality shows that we can watch her sitting there talking about it, because what could she talk about while she's skating around or doing an headbanger? I want her to open up and tell us about the beef. What's gone down as she spoke to Colleen since? What's the 411?
But it is in court, isn't it? So, I mean, I don't
know. It's popped off.
So, like, I wonder how much she can actually speak about it, because... Yeah. Like, there's probably all bound up in legal issues now. I think Piers Morgan asked her about it this morning, and she just said something about vindicating or clearing her name or something like that. I guess she just wants to prove to people that she's not the kind of person that she's been made out to be, perhaps.
Yeah, that she's put the phone down and she's busy skating on a Sunday night now, and she's not, screen grabbing Instagram stories. No, I think, you know what, fair play to her for doing it. I mean, seems like a nice girl to me. Never personally met her, but would definitely be one I'd love to sit down with a Sauvignon with and chew the cud.
From a 6 foot distance, though.
So. Okay, yeah, social distance and a mask.
There was also some quite interesting. Did you see about Freddie Flintoff today talking about his eating disorder?
I love and respect so much that he's opened up and he's speaking about that, because I think it's going to help so many men, because, and I don't know why in 2020, but I think it's still seen as something that men don't want to open up about, and clearly it's something that men suffer with. And I think hats off to Freddie for talking about it and for doing a show. I reckon it's probably a really emotional watch.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with you. It's like, I mean, I've known people that have suffered with eating disorders, but I've never heard or known of anyone personally, a man suffering or a boy suffering from it. And for him to admit that his bulimia is something that has affected him even as recent as this year, I think is, and especially because he was a very big sportsman, to think that you could have that kind of relationship with food where it's very, you know, conflicted and confused, and still be at the top of your game. I just think what's going through your head? I'm really intrigued to see what he has to say about it, because it's an unexplored area, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, gosh, if it helps just one guy out there that's going through the same, or someone that knows their brother or their son is going through that, that they can relate to that, I think absolutely, yeah. Job done. I think it's so important to speak about issues like that. So, I think incredible for him to open up and to not be ashamed about it, because he really shouldn't be. It's one of them things, and it's just like, I think people always, they say, but people really need to know it's okay to not be okay, and don't suffer in silence, you know. So good on him.
Completely agree. Well,
in other news, Katie Price bringing out an album.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's not known as the best of singers, is she? So I'm not sure it's going to be setting the charts alight, maybe.
I love that she still gives it a go. I mean, she's far better than me. Maybe she'll be on the Celeb Karaoke series too.
Yeah, well, actually, speaking of that, we've got David right here ready to come in. So shall we ask him, maybe, if we could see someone like Katie Price on the show?
Hey, Hans.
Hi, babe. How are
you? All right, David.
How are we? Are we okay?
Really, really good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
How exciting to be part of this new TV show.
Oh, my God, it is so amazing. It was so much fun.
Tell us about Celebrity Karaoke. Tell us about recording it, what it was all like, what happened.
Honestly,
what you can tell us.
The best shows I've ever done. Like, it was so much fun. Like, it's just right up my street, like, just having a laugh, having a drink, like making a bit of a tit yourself in front of everyone, singing, dancing, putting on a performance. That is me.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Perfect fit, yeah. Really.
Like backstage, David, is it quite competitive between the celebs?
I'm one of them people where I'm a secret competitive person. So to everyone, I'm like, oh, I'm not in it to win it. I'm only here for the fun. But really, I'm like, I better do well. You know what I mean? Some people you could tell that they really, really like wanted to do well, but like with the majority of people, it's karaoke at the end of the day. Like, it's not the X Factor, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, it's not that type of show. But secretly, I really wanted to do well.
So you obviously recorded this, I'm guessing, before the pandemic, right?
No, during.
Oh, during?
Yeah. So we actually had to isolate for several days. Like, basically the cast, we made our own like bubble.
Mm-hmm.
So we obviously stuck by all the guidelines. I had numerous COVID tests, which were awful.
Oh yeah, they really digged up right down in your nose.
In the back of your nose, and I was literally like, I had to have like a good I had to isolate on my own in London for, I think it was like a good few days anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we like kind of like made a bubble so that we could all be together and like we could hug and we could touch each other, and it was really nice.
That must have been nice at the time then, because if everyone else is going through some tough times and you were all still having a party, that must have been quite nice.
I know, yeah. I mean, because obviously like we all obviously at home before that, obviously everyone had to stay inside. So obviously before the show, we all had to do that. But then we obviously made this little COVID bubble, this karaoke bubble, and it was just stunning.
And who did you get on best with?
I got on really, really well with Scarlett. Like, me and Scarlett just get on so well. She just reminds me of like one of my best friends from home. Just a really nice girl. Like, we just both have like that sense of humour. I love Jess as well. Me and Jess got on so well. Like, Jess is great as well. To be fair, we all got on well. Like, I've never done a show before where literally, like, within the first few hours, we're all getting on so well. Like, it was quite weird, actually. But I think it's because we'd all been, like, away from people for so long, like, we just was able to touch people and we're all like...
Yeah.
So no beef or no drama?
No, there was actually no drama. Well, was there?
I reckon there might be.
It must have been a little bit.
There are some bits where it's a little bit savage and it's like, oh. But at the end of the day, you've got to do what you've got to do. Do you know what I mean?
Of course you have.
Of course. Tell us a bit about what happened with Jason Donovan.
Oh, God, I'm never going to ask you about this.
So you didn't recognise him while singing one of his...
I'm so bad. Like, I am the worst person in the world. Like, literally, I don't know people. If it's not Nicki Minaj, I don't know it. Like, even though I am like 20 odd now, like I feel like if it's not current, I don't know him. Like, okay. Of course, I'll know like Whitney Houston if Whitney Houston would have come out, or like Beyonce. But
from Beyond the Grave, that would have been impressive.
Like, I just feel like I'm just not. I just don't know who. I didn't know who he was.
Right, so what? So explain how. So he comes out as you're singing his song.
Yeah, so we do like a duet round, and I said, the seven of us. So how's we gonna do a duet? Someone's gonna be on their own. So it ended up me being on my own for the first time, and then all of a sudden this song just pops up on the screen. I'm thinking, what the hell is that song?
Did you recognize it?
Never.
Okay.
Never heard it. Never even seen it. I just thought, here we go. Like, I'm not, luckily the words are there. And then all of a sudden, like, everyone's, I'm just like singing this song, like, not knowing the words, but just like going for it. And then all of a sudden, window just opens next to me, and all the other people start screaming. And I'm like, eh? Like, I'm like gobsmacked, because I'm just kind of like, what's going on? Like, you know when you just literally don't have a clue what's going on? Everybody else is reacting to something and I'm just literally like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know why everybody's screaming. Like, they were all screaming their heads off.
So were you the only one that didn't know who he was?
I was literally the only one who didn't know.
Well, how did he react to that? Do you know?
I don't think he knows unless he's watched it.
Fine.
Sorry, Jason.
You live and learn. Now you know, at least.
He's doing Dancing on Ice, though. I know that.
Well,
someone
done.
Tagged me in a post saying, David, do you know who this guy is?
Well, now you do know.
And what about waiting to David? Obviously, I'm guessing you can't film at the moment with everything going on over...
Oh, no, I'm absolutely gutted. So we weren't able to do a beef weekend of this year because obviously everything that's going on, we can't social distance doing that show. Because even though we could have kind of made a bubble with the reps, it's not all about us. Like, we obviously have the guests and they have to go home. They have jobs and stuff like that. So it just wasn't going to work. And they didn't want to change the format of the show, which is obviously fair enough because it wouldn't be the same, obviously, if it got changed. So we're just hoping that it's just going to go back to normal next year and we can... go back out there. I can boss everyone round.
Will you be happy to go back out there then in that case?
Absolutely. Like, a beef weekend is like my bread and butter, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like what I started doing. Like, I literally love doing the show, so I can't wait to be able to go out and start doing that again.
So was you meant to do a series this summer then?
Yeah, so we were supposed to be doing another series of it, but obviously it got cancelled due to all of this.
Miss Rona.
Virus.
Miss Rona, yeah. She's on the rampage. Have you missed it? Because obviously you've spent the last however many summers abroad, like, working. Like, it must have been quite weird for you.
Yeah, literally since, like, 2014, I've worked abroad all year. So then to be at home in Bolton, it's like... bit different. There's not as much sun. The northwest is where it's worst place for weather.
Oh yeah,
like, it's always bad up here.
So like you've had to like kind of completely change the way you've lived, really, haven't you?
I know. Yeah, I know. Like, I mean, I've still got my legs out walking around because I just feel like that's me.
Good.
But you know,
you did Celebs Go Dating, didn't you?
They do Celebs Go Dating, yeah.
So you've done quite a lot of reality shows now. Are there any that you'd really love to still do?
I like things where I do, like, challenges. Like, I did really enjoy doing Celebs Go Dating. Like, it was really fun because I'm not really much of a dater. Like, I just find that, like, people don't end up really being that chatty and I just end up speaking to myself, so I find it a bit awkward. But, like, I love challenges, so, like, I love doing the karaoke show. I love that, like, I did Celebs on the Farm. I absolutely love doing that because that was, like, a challenge. I like to do, like, competitions. I definitely do things like Dancing on Ice. I mean, I probably end up breaking my leg and my neck, but I definitely do that. I'd say I'd do The Jungle, but I just think that I'd be really scared because... And I feel like everyone would nominate me to do every challenge because I'm literally scared of everything.
Yeah, that does happen on the show, doesn't it? If you know, you have to go in being really, pretend really brave.
That you're absolutely fine, yeah. But I just think people will instantly think, even if I just pretended, be like, he's definitely going to be scared of everything.
And what about a bit of Strictly? Would you be up for that, David?
I mean, yeah, get a bit of a... Do you know what I mean? A bit of a jive on. I'd love that.
Yeah, all the lovely costumes.
Oh, the sparkles, the glitter, the frills. I'd want to wear like a tutu and stuff though. Like a little leotard with like the thingies coming off and like spin like a little kitten heel on.
Well, I think one of the things that people really like about you is that you're like completely unapologetically yourself. Like you don't pander or like you make sure that people know exactly who you are. Has it ever caused you any problems? I know I've read before that you've had abuse in the street and stuff, and I think, like, that's...
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm just one of them people. I'm quite hard-faced, really, and I don't really care what people think. What you see is what you get. I guess in this industry, for a lot of people, it can be quite difficult, like with trolling and abuse in the street and stuff like that. But I'm kind of like a really don't really care what you think. This is who I am. Like it or lump it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like what you see, then swivel. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not bothered. Like, I've never really been... I mean, there has been a couple of times where it's kind of affected me, where it's been, like, really, really bad. But then I just think, what, you want us to think I'm going to let you change my life? Absolutely not. Do you know what I mean? Like, what you see is what you get, end of.
A good attitude to have.
Yeah, I mean, like some of my friends, obviously, in the industry do get trolling, and they obviously find it really hard, and I do feel really sorry for them, because it is hard when, because I am quite strong in that aspect. Other people, you can't expect everybody to be as strong, do you know what I mean? But you've just got to obviously help and just ignore the haters. Like, there's always going to be haters out there because they're just jealous.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
pathetic lives.
So many of those people would love to be in your position doing TV shows and all of that kind of stuff. They just don't have the opportunities, I guess.
Exactly.
That's what happens when you're filled with hate in your heart, you know?
I know. Sounds about me, hon.
So what have you been doing this summer then? How have you been spending your time, like, without the work?
So I'm on like this big weight loss journey at the minute. Like, lost I lost just under 2.5 stone.
Amazing, well done.
Thank you. And then I went on holiday to Greece for 2 weeks, and then I put like 4 pounds back on, but I've still lost like over 2 stone. I'm doing like it's called Exante, the company I'm working with. It's just basically a calorie deficit diet. And then I'm also doing my personal training sessions as well. With my PT, who's amazing. He puts me through my paces. I'm literally sat in the car park, like nearly throwing up for about an hour, literally after every session. But yeah, I'm just kind of like wanting to lose weight and just be a healthier person. Do you know what I mean?
What spurred that on?
I just want to be healthier. I want to look nicer in myself. Like, I don't look in the mirror and think that I look disgusting. I just think I want a healthier lifestyle, like, because being overweight obviously isn't healthy. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, because there definitely isn't, because I've been very overweight for such a long time now. But I just want my body to genuinely be healthier.
Mm. Yeah.
So, well, yeah, that's what I'm doing at the minute.
So just like you, Bob, I'm like the only one here that's not been on some kind of
Bobby
journey this summer.
I'm literally like getting shreds on. Like, literally, look great.
Thank you, Bob. That was literally how I spent my lockdown. I thought, I've got to do something. I went to work or anything. And I'm not at the holiday, I wanted to get away. Where did you go in Greece, by the way?
I went to Corfu. It was like one of the only places that weren't on the quarantine list.
Nice. Was it lovely over there?
It was so hot. It was like 32 degrees. I was literally sweating like a pig.
But did you like have a little, did you have a break from the diet and exercise while you were there?
Yeah.
I'll have another ouzo, please, darling.
I'm on my holidays. I've got to treat myself. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, babe. Exactly.
No, but well done. That's 2.5 stone. That's not easy. So you've obviously done a great job.
No, I'm aiming for 10 stone.
Woo!
Literally want to be like, I want to be dodging grids walking down the street.
No, you're lovely as you are, Davey.
Oh, stop it.
That's very true. Well, where can we catch Celebrity Karaoke if we want to watch it?
Celebrity Karaoke Club is on Wednesday night for the next six, well, so it was on last week, next 5 weeks, 10 o'clock, ITV2, and it just is amazing. Like, it was so much fun. Like, you literally need to watch it. Like, one of them, you have to watch it. Like, there's just no, you just love it. Like, it's what everybody needs right now. Like, it's just that fun, entertaining, like, show that's just going to really pick up everybody's spirits. Like, I had so many people messaging me like, this is literally the best show I've ever seen. And I'm like, well, obviously, because I'm not it.
well, thanks, David. Really appreciate you coming on. And
no, thank you. Lovely to
speak to
you both.
Thank you for joining us, David.
Thank
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Hope to see you in the final.
Yes. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye, babe.
I mean, we're always blessed with nice guests, aren't we? But he, you know, he's such an upbeat guy. I think that's the best way to be, isn't it?
Absolutely. I can't wait to see the rest of this series now. I'm so intrigued. I think we're probably in for a few little treats.
I think so too. Especially, yeah, your friend Jess in it as well. We've got and Courtney Act, of course, as well, which is...
Courtney Act. Yeah, Jess is a really good singer. So we've got some really good people in there.
Well...
Courtney's going to do any of hers.
Yeah, good point. Well, speaking of drag queens, we have Myra Dubois ready to come in.
Hello.
Hello, Myra.
Hello.
Can you see me?
No.
Not yet. We can hear you, my love.
Oh, how do I make you see me? I'm shit at this. I've done the whole lockdown with just two of these. Oh, hang on.
Hey! Look at you.
Hello. Oh, what a faff.
What a bloody faff. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes, this is my, I think I said fifth. I think it's my fifth or sixth Zoom meeting of the whole lockdown. I've been very Zoom light.
How come?
Just I don't know. Them. Lack of demand. I don't know.
No invites.
No one wants to talk to me on Zoom. So I've not been doing it. So I can't use, I just panicked because I thought I didn't have the little invite thing. And it turns out I already had. I'm here now. That's
you're
me.
Here. You're here and we appreciate you being here. How looking have amazing. You been?
How have I been?
Yeah.
I mean, from what starting point? From birth?
Yeah, start from day one, please. I'd like to know the full life story.
Well, I mean, it's just been one series of anguishes after another, hasn't it? From
welcome, to grave. Welcome to my life. Exactly the same. You've obviously had a bit of a pickup recently, haven't you? Being on Britain's Got Talent. What's that been like?
It's been exciting. It's been something to do. Over yes. over the lockdown period. Yes. It's passed on the pandemic, I shall say that much. If anyone else finds themselves at any point staring into the abyss of the end of humanity, I recommend partaking in reality television. It passed 2 hours. Yeah, it was all right. No, it was nice. It was nice to connect with new people that I haven't connected with me before. People in far-flung, because I live a cosmopolitan life in London, you see.
I see.
So I was talking to people in the outer Hebrides on social media that had never seen me before. So that was nice, connecting with people.
But do tell us about the experience, because obviously Britain's Got Talent this year was not the same as it has been every other year. What was it like being on that stage?
Well, I can't compare it because I've never done it before.
But you have been on a stage in front of people before.
Well, I've been on a stage in front of people before. That's quite right. You're quite right there. I was on a stage in front of... Oh, quick to correct me there. You're on Piers Morgan's team, obviously.
Just saying, Myra.
With the Myrophobes. I was on stage for the audition. It was just different, wasn't it? The audition was nice because it felt like being at home, because I was on stage in a theatre. It was at the Palladium, and I've been on stage in theatres before in front of people, so that wasn't new to me. And I've been in television studios before, but I've never been in a television studio with the virtual audience they had. It was like the Truman Show, or, yeah, or what's that one that everyone always says? Crack Mirror, Black Mirror, Black Crack Mirror.
The technology Netflix one. Show. Yes, I know the one you mean.
Where
yes.
every episode, the punchline.
Black Mirror. Black Mirror. Bad. Black Mirror. Yeah.
Black Mirror. It was like that. It was just this huge screen full of. You couldn't make them out. They were all like little grainy pictures of people, but they were up there. So it was odd. It was different.
I find it very different performing to a screen rather than having the audience to bounce off. Would you say?
No, not at all. I mean, the audience are only ever accidental anyway. You know, they could be there, they could not be there. I stand on a stage and rattle on to myself anyway. And if there's collateral amusement from that lot, then fine. But usually it's just me talking anyway. So, I suppose it was different in the atmosphere in the studio was different. Mm. Obviously, because you can't, when you're on stage, you usually ride laughter like waves, and you couldn't do that. So you just had to sort of know what you were going to say and say it, which is very off-brand for me. I just usually go out there, open my mouth, and see what comes out. Yes, it was different. That's all I'll say. Not better, not worse, just different.
Different.
An experience. What was it like singing with Amanda Holden?
Well, it was a pain in the backside, quite frankly. It was an imposition. I didn't know she had mini discs to flog, did I? It was only until after the event I found out she was doing the song with Sheridan Bloody Smith. I mean, it wasn't her idea to do that song or do that duet. It was my idea, but she engineered that very well, didn't she?
So it was
the single the day before with Sheridan Smith.
You really didn't know?
No, I didn't know. Didn't have a clue until the next day when the newspapers, with very little else to print, I don't know why, it's not like it's a time for slow news, is it? They were printing things like BGT star hit with accusations of staging it. I mean, for a start, of course it was. Can I swear? I don't know what
you can swear, yeah.
Can swear,
yeah.
Of course it was fucking staged. It's primetime Saturday night television. Of course you've got to plan what you're doing. But we didn't rehearse it. She didn't know what she was going to do. She just knew that I was going to get her up on stage because I had to have her consent, you know.
Uh-huh, yes.
So, um, So I did it with her, but it was, again, it was interesting. It was interesting. I'm glad it gave her profile as a singer a little boost.
gave her a bit of clout.
Bit of relevance. It's been a while, hasn't it?
There's still a chance that you could make it to the final.
Well, who knows? Who knows what the future has in store, apart from the certainty of death, but we've already covered that. Yeah. Who knows? I'm trying not to think about it. So at the moment, I'm just focusing on my work because, of course, I've got my live stream show starting tomorrow.
Tell us a bit about this live stream.
Well, it's my show, A Problem Shared, which I started on a whim during the lockdown because I was supposed to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year. My 2020 was going to go do BGT, do the Edinburgh Festival, tour the UK. That's how it was going to go. And then Lady Rona hit and all that went out the window. So I thought to myself, what can I do that maintains a sense of contact with my admirers? That's the pet name I've got for the fans. Mm-hmm. What can I do that maintains a sense of contact with them? So I thought, well, I'll do the Edinburgh show, but I'll do it online. So I started streaming it every week on a social media network site. I won't say which one because I don't know if Mark Zuckerberg's giving you money. So I did it on a social media streaming network site every week, and it went quite well. Then in August, I stopped it because we started to open the pubs a little bit. People started to go to theatres again. You know, we started to be able to do indoor performances again. So I stopped it, but now I'm bringing it back but I'm doing it monthly, not weekly. So it's not such a commitment from me, but I still maintain that level of contact with people out in the Outer Hebrides that have seen me for the first time on Britain's Got Talent and want to see some more of me. So we're doing it monthly now.
Are you expecting to have a wider audience now? Because have you seen your social media presence increase substantially since doing BGT?
Oh, yes. There's been quite a few people that have hunted me out, which has been nice. There was a little flurry. Real talk. There was when The Weeknd went out, my social media was a mixed bag of people that absolutely loved me and absolutely hated me. And the people who loved me were wonderful, colourful people with lots of friends and lots of vibrancy going on in their tweets. And the people that didn't like me were people with flags on their wood-chipped walls in badly lit bedrooms, three followers and, you know, Union Jacks in their profile name. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Do I need to elaborate any further?
You don't need to with me, Mara.
Mm-hmm. And so all those people were saying, you know, things like crap, shit, didn't like it, blah, 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 blah. But all the people that loved it with such a what's the word?
Gusto,
depth of emotion. They loved it with such a depth and commitment that it meant something to them. And I had lots of people from my hometown of Rotherham get in touch and say, I can't believe Myra Dubois comes from Rotherham. Because the only thing that's been on the news with regards to Rotherham over the last 10 years has been floods and child sex trafficking rings. So it was nice.
Cheery.
Pardon?
Cheery.
Well, this is what I mean. So usually, as someone who comes from Rotherham, when Rotherham is mentioned on the news, you think, oh, what now? So there was a lot of positivity from people in Rotherham, which meant something to me. And so they've all joined my social media. And now we're sort of a week after the audition, well, a week and a half after the audition went out, that those people that didn't like me have gone away. They've stopped talking now. They've moved on to the next thing that they're not bothered about. And all the people that love me have stayed on. And so now we're all talking to each other. I make sure I reply to tweets and things because I like to have a conversation with. And that's what the show is, A Problem Shared. It's me chatting to the audience via Twitter. So people are invited to tweet in their problems and we solve it together. A lot of people have used the phrase agony aunt. I don't like that phrase because that sounds like someone in a tabloid newspaper that exploits the problems of others for entertainment. That's not what I'm doing. I mean, it is a little bit what I'm doing, but it's not totally what I'm doing.
Tiny bit. Okay, fine.
It's a bit more conceptual. It's a bit warmer. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. Can you tell us anything at all about any, everybody's talking about Jamie?
Well, yes, it's a musical in the West End.
Are you in the film?
Oh, yes, I have a cameo in the films myself because it's set in Sheffield, which is next to Rotherham, which is where I'm from, as I've met. So as a Yorkshire-based celebrity, I do have a little cameo in it as a culturally relevant person from the region.
Okay, fair enough. How was it filming?
It was fun, yes. Richard E. Grant got to work with me, which was a thrill for him. He tweeted me during the Britain's Got Talent to wish me luck. He sent me messages wishing me luck as well on Instagram and Twitter. I'm showing off now on the amount of
platforms. Yeah, you really are. Wow.
Of course, follow me on. He messaged me on Twitter to say good luck after we worked together on Jamie. Max, who plays Jamie New, he's a little rocket. He's a little star that's about to go stratospheric. Very nice as well. One amusing story where me and one of the other cameo people making a cameo, and it touched Max's snacks, and he got a little bit temperamental.
Oh,
he went, "They're my snacks," and we all looked at him, and we very supportively went, "Ooh!"
Well, I'm glad to hear it was fun and games behind the scenes. Myra, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate
You're very
it.
You're welcome.
And we may see you back in the final of BGT. We may not. We'll have to wait
Who
to see
knows?
On that.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I'm sure we'll meet again some sunny day. I just made that up.
Well done. I mean, it's very impressive. And good luck with the stream that you're going to be doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Myra.
Thanks for joining
us. Do I click leave?
You can do.
All right. Okay. Right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye. I'm leaving.
What a character.
Well, thank you very much, Myra. That was great. But there is a little bit of more showbiz news to go through, isn't there? One of your colleagues has left Howie, rather.
Yeah, so Liv has left for the foreseeable. She did a goodbye scenes in the last step. With Towie now, the door's kind of always open for people to jump back in and out. And
never say never, Bob, isn't it? That's the
Yeah, I'm so conscious of that. Since you pointed that out now, it is literally the time-old saying of Towie cast, never say never. But I think we might see one or two appearances, maybe one towards the end of the series, who knows. But she's gone on to start filming her own TV show at the moment.
Ah, exciting.
So, yeah, bless her.
We've got our final guest, very exciting to have Selling Sunsets Davina ready to come in. Hello. Hi. So good to see you. How are you doing?
Me too. Good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. How are you doing? It's early good. Over there in LA, I believe.
It's good. I'm good. Yeah. I mean, the air has been really bad, you know, from the fires.
Oh yeah, of course.
So that's been tough. Yeah. I have really bad allergies, like hay fever and pollen and stuff. So the air, you know, with the fires affects me a lot, but so I have an air filter in my house. I try not to go outside as much, but that's the only workout you can do. Right. So it's like, do you
want Yeah. How are things in LA now?
Just in general, you mean? Or
yeah, after everything, because with the fires and all that.
It's definitely better, but like last night, you could see again, like the clouds were getting orange around the sun. Like they're covering the sun and it just looks orange. You know, it's like foggy and
so
you can
bizarre.
See the air is polluted, right? Like,
yeah.
So you're like, we're breathing this stuff in, you know? So it's like that's tough, but it'll blow over, but I think it's going to blow to the rest of the world. Hopefully not, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, God, tough times.
But it's getting better. How are you guys doing after the pandemic there? Where are you in London?
London and in Essex. It seems to be getting a bit better now, I guess. But then in terms of there's not as many deaths, but then there's also more cases. And I don't know, it's just all a bit up in the air.
Rules are getting stricter and stuff, but... Yeah, just fingers crossed. But it's just been a scary old time, isn't it? Strange time.
I know, so strange. I mean, it's definitely getting much better here, I feel like. And people are wearing masks and they're really following the rules and stuff because I think they know, like, if you don't, it's going to shut down more. So, you know, you should cooperate or things will get worse, you know?
Exactly.
So I think they're doing much better. I think it almost feels like there's not going to be a second wave. So I feel like fingers crossed, you know, but who knows? Yeah,
you just never know at the moment. How has it affected your work? All of the are you still working? Are you still selling homes?
Yeah, we're still selling homes, but I mean it's mostly phone calls, right, and emails and things like that, which I don't mind. I like that. I mean, I before it was kind of weird to change and not go to the office and everything, but now I have a great setup at home, so now I kind of don't want to leave, right? So now it's like a great setup, but yeah, I'm sure everyone's kind of adjusted their life to you know they've had to, but. I don't mind at all. I mean, you can still meet people, you know, you can meet them for coffee outside or something like that. And I think if you want to find a way, you will. People expected the prices to go down a lot, but they didn't go down as much as they were hoping, you know?
Yeah.
So, but there's sales and there's people looking. There's always people looking, you know, for whatever reason, thousands of reasons, right? Like,
has the show made work busier for you, would you say?
Has the show?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean has it like brought new business?
Yeah, like
it's brought a lot of obviously tidal wave of attention, and a lot of people are reaching out and very interested, but you kind of have to like weed through them because not all of them are real, right? So we get like, you know, 10 leads, but they're typically from out of the city. Right. So they might be from another, you know, city like New York or Miami or whatever, but they could be from England or from Germany. And people are like, oh, I'm looking to buy it next year. And I'm like, well, then why are we looking now? You know, like the house that you like right now is not going to be available most likely, right? Like, so, I mean, I'd love to help you, but it's kind of a little early, you know, they get really excited, I think. And it's so sweet and we appreciate it, but it's like, it just, the timing doesn't make sense. Or, you know, it's younger kids and they're like, oh, I think I want to buy a house in West Hollywood, you know, my parents. And then it's like, no, you know, no, we're not doing this. You know?
Do you get people that just want to come and see the giant houses that they can't afford? Do you get that too?
Yeah, it's a little tougher now because now we're like, okay, like, who are you? And then, you know, we research them too. And we're like, oh, okay, this is like some random, you know, it's like, no, you're looking at a, whatever, a $20 million house and how are you going to afford this? Right, so
yeah.
We ask qualifying questions, we do our best, and sometimes they are absolutely real, but maybe like you have to be ready, willing, and able, right? So if you're maybe able and willing but not ready, that's also a problem, right? Like, so some people are definitely legit, but they're not necessarily ready, or they haven't decided, or they want to ask their dad or their mom or their sister, and you're like, all right, well, so there's a lot of that. So there's a lot of busyness. But you have to weed through a lot. But, you know, we're friends with some of the agents from Million Dollar Listing, and we asked them, and they said it takes 3 or 4 seasons to kind of really get going, you know,
right,
and to really get a lot of real estate clients reaching out. And they also want to make sure that this show is going to stick around, you guys are real, and they see more of you, and they're like, okay, these people are, like, actively in real estate, and maybe I'll give them a call. But they told the same thing. They were like, you're gonna get hundreds of inquiries and like maybe 5 are real, you know. So
Sorry, Bob.
I was just gonna say, are most clients happy for their property to be filmed? Do you kind of find as seasons have gone on?
People that I deal with, they're more private. They don't really want to be on camera. So it's actually, for me, been kind of tricky to find people that are willing to be on camera, right? So they really want privacy, especially if they're wealthy, or celebrities too. They're like, oh, you know, but now it's kind of a pop culture show, right? So now it's almost like, we'll see if and when we film more, like if people will be more open, you know, to being on camera and being on the show, just for, you know, because it's such a big show. But you know, Adnan particularly, he really likes Hollywood and Beverly Hills and entertainment industry. So he was open from the beginning and interested. But now everyone is. And I think Jason said everyone wants to be on the show. And I was like, well, I don't know if everyone wants it. Like, he has celebrity clients too, and they now want to be on the show. So I was like, you know, think about it. If you were really wealthy, do you want everyone to know, you know? And like, I don't know. They hide from paparazzi, right? Like, so I don't know if they want to be on a big show, you know?
How is it now being famous yourself? I mean, the show's really picked up this year, hasn't it? Yeah. I think, so, you know, in the UK especially.
Yeah, thank you. It's weird. It's so weird. It's bizarre that people assume they know you or any of us, and they say, you know, good, bad, whatever in between. And it's amazing and flattering that they're so interested and passionate. It just goes to show how invested they are in the show, which is, you know, testament to the amazing production. But it's bizarre because they don't know you, right? And so they assume they do. And it's like, well, you saw like maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes of me total on a TV show, you know, that's produced for maximum entertainment. And yeah, that's real, but you really don't know anyone. Like, imagine someone took like snippets and moments of your life and made a show and was like, that's you. And you're like, oh, that's not, you know,
my worst nightmare.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that for every single one of us, right? So yeah, you can't define anyone by the show. And so it's a little weird, but it's also fun because, you know, I'll go hiking and people recognize me immediately. And they're like, oh my God, it's like Sunset. I'm like, hi, you know, they're like, oh, you're so nice. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then and it's not the first time I hear this. And then, you know, they always want to take pictures and they're so sweet and they're so starstruck, which is like, wow, really? Like, I'm just a normal person, you know? So it's kind of sweet and endearing to see. all of us, you know, every time I'm at the office, even if it's for 5 minutes just to make a photocopy or pick up something, there is always people outside and they're looking in and they're knocking. They're like, oh my God, it's Davina. And so then your heart kind of breaks because you don't want to be like, I don't care. So you're like, okay. They go outside and say hi. They're like, oh, can I have a picture? And you're like, really? Yeah. It's like, it's so crazy to us, you know? So we go outside, we take pictures and they're really sweet. But it's surreal how much we get recognized and how excited people get. Being chased by paparazzi is pretty weird. Especially if you don't know it. So
have you had any of those coming out of a restaurant and not expecting it?
I didn't know they were there the entire time until after the fact. So I was like, okay, I'm very aware person. So all my friends are like, how did you not know this? And I'm like, I know, I'm so like aware. So I'm like, these guys are like CIA, you know? So they have long lenses. I mean, that's how they get much bigger celebrities, right? So I'm like, okay, these guys are pros. This is all they do all day. And that's like, I personally, if I'm going to go to an obvious location, like certain restaurants or certain streets, I know there's going to be paparazzi, right? So you kind of sign up for that if you go there. But I was in very like small little side streets and stuff. So the fact that afterwards I saw the photos, I was like, wow, really? So you were being a total creep all day. Like you were really following me, you know? So to three locations and like, wow. So I'm like, okay. So now you have to assume you're being watched at all times when you leave the house, even when you're not. So now it's like maximum hats, sunglasses, masks. It's like, yeah, you might recognize me because I'm tall and I have brown hair, but then that's the end because the face is going to be covered, you know?
That's crazy.
I guess it's as funny. Seasons go on, you find that increases more and more, I'm guessing, both with press.
Yeah, season three was really when things changed press-wise. And I mean, I think Christine, Chrishell and I had the, probably Christine and I had the most press, I want to say. And Chrishell had a lot too, but, and the other girls did too, a fair amount, but I feel like Christine and I were just back to back. We had to turn stuff down because it was just so much, you know? I mean, it's flattering and it's so like incredible, but it's also a little overwhelming, right? So, we're like, wow, okay. All of a sudden everyone wants to talk to us, you know? And
so you're all prepared for a season 4.
I mean, how can you possibly be prepared for this, right? Like, so that's the thing. Like, we even told Netflix, we're like, you know, we wish we would have had more preparation. But at the same time, what could they have said to us, right? Like, what could they possibly have said to us to prepare? I mean, there's just no way you can, seriously. I mean, as we were talking, we're like, what would they have said? Like, oh, it's going to be overwhelming and, like, it's going to be intense. Like, we would have been like, yeah, you know, like, so. It's hard to prepare anyone, I think, for this because it's cool. It's awesome, but it's like a really fast ride. You feel like you're like free falling and you're constantly like things are being thrown at you and you're just like, oh, okay. You know, so yeah, it's wild. So hopefully you're surrounded by a good publicist and good friends or people that can be like, oh, that sounds good. Or they can vet certain interviews or whatever. But it's cool, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
Just a lot. Yeah, I can understand that. Well, speaking of season 4, I'm guessing still no confirmation.
Yeah, we have not had any confirmation. So, I really don't know. And we haven't had confirmation and we don't know who's going to be asked back. We assume everyone. We hope everyone. We don't know. We don't know anything. So it's not, I mean, we're positive. We feel like the show's doing well. And because we had so much press and inquiries and, you know, interest and everything, we would hope that it would come back. But
fingers crossed. Also, tell us a little bit about you're doing a skincare range, is that right?
Oh, yeah. So I have a bronzer that's hyaluronic acid, small particle bronzer. And it's a loose powder, so you can control how much product you use. And it's super hydrating. So it's really, really hydrating, unlike other powders that are really drying. And there's a setting spray to activate it as a source of hydration. So it's a unique product that solves the dryness problem of powders. Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
I can bring you the bottle if you want, but it's called With Simplicity.
Okay.
And it's the color is golden hour. So like with the whole sunset. Yeah.
Got it. Very clever.
But also the golden hour is light. Right. But it just brings warmth to the face and we have two different shades, a cool tone and a warm tone. And I really love it. Amanda and Christine use it a lot, I think. So it's vegan too.
Have you had any opportunity to watch Chrishell on Dancing with the Stars?
I have, yeah. I watched, I think the second and the third one. So I missed the first one, but
what did you make? What did you make of it?
I thought she did good. I mean, I think it's really hard. First of all, it must be extremely difficult. But I think she did. I don't know how much time they have, like a week or something to prepare, right? Mm-hmm. So it looks really difficult. I think she did really good, and especially last night she did Cinderella. I thought she did good in that.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Okay,
that was more graceful, probably because now she's been dancing for 3 weeks, so it's a little more natural, right? Like, I don't know. So I think she's doing pretty good. She's like in the middle of the groups or something. So. Mm-hmm. It's so hit or miss every time, right? Like someone could be amazing. And that's like other people that have some background, like Johnny Weir, for example, like, you know, he's an Olympic ice skater. Yeah. So of course he's going to do significantly, you know, it'll be much easier for him. So I think sometimes it's a little unfair that way, but yeah, I mean, I think it's fun. I think it's brave to do.
Would you do it?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I think in order to make a decision, I'd have to like take a class. Mm-hmm. Just to see, like, how difficult is this? How graceful am I, or not graceful, right? Like, I don't know, because I'm pretty tall, so I tend to be like, kind of like I bang my arms and knees everywhere. So I'm like, am I going to be awkward? Like, I don't know. So I took ballet as a kid, and that's all the dancing that I've known, like 3-4 years when I was like 5. So I really don't have any dancing experience. So I'm not sure if I'd be very good, but I'd have to try it out. Would you guys try it? Would you do it?
Yeah, sign me up. I'll try.
Give it a go, I think.
Yeah. You know who I thought was great was Neve, the catfish guy. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. I haven't actually seen him.
He was the Pirates of the Caribbean character, the Jack Sparrow. Oh, my God. He was amazing. So I thought that was a good one. And I was impressed for a guy because they usually get, like, the supporting role, right? So he did really good, I thought, yeah. But Chriselle was doing great, and she it was Disney night, I think, so...
Are you still all really supportive?
That'd be my favourite night, Disney night. I'd be loving that.
Taylor's Old as Time, yeah. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, love it.
Oh, you love that one? So cute. The outfits were fun, right?
Are you still all really supportive of one another and what you're doing separately? Do you kind of message on WhatsApp or you know?
Oh, definitely. Of course, some of us are closer than others, right? Mm-hmm. And people are also really busy, and we don't see each other as much, especially because of COVID, and we're not at the office so much. So. You know, everyone I think stops by the office at some point, but they're not necessarily working there all the time.
Yeah.
So we really don't see each other much. I've seen Jason and Brett. I see Christine. We're really close friends, and I talk to Maya every day. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Heather because she's also down in Newport, so I don't see her much at all. I have not seen Chriselle, and I have not seen Mary. And I've actually FaceTimed with Amanda a lot too. So. We all have a several text change going, some just with the girls and some with the whole cast, always support each other. I don't believe in throwing anyone under the bus. We're all on the same roller coaster. I mean, come on, you know.
Am I right in thinking I haven't actually got to the third series yet, so I'm a little bit behind.
Oh gosh, okay.
But am I right in thinking there's a $75 million house you were selling?
Yes.
Did you sell it?
I'm still working on it. I was just there this weekend. I'm trying to get to some agreement with the guy, but it's his call, right? So I don't know.
I mean, that's just so much money. I can't even comprehend.
I know. The commission is amazing too. That's why I'm trying so hard, right?
Well, Davina, thank you so much for speaking to us. Really appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your day. It's only early there.
Thank you so much for your time. Yes.
Thank you
for joining us.
Bye.
Hi. A lovely chatty lady.
Wasn't she just?
Well, and I really do want to know about this $75 million property. So we're going to have to keep tabs on that.
Absolutely. I think we've got to go to LA.
Babes.
We've got to go.
I think we could do a little cameo on season 4 of Selling Sunset. Yeah,
we're basically friends with 3 of them now.
Yeah, so. Right. Hi, babe. And actually, didn't Mary say she recognised you from when she used to watch TOWIE and lived in London?
Yeah. Yes, we had a little DM after the show, and she's like, oh my God, just didn't recognise you when I lived in England, used to watch TOWIE. I was like, oh my God, how funny. I got like, I was asking about the collagen drink she was drinking.
Yeah.
What's the name of that drink again?
I think we all need some of that.
What a lovely lady. They'd love us to rock up into the office, I'm sure.
Sure they would. If, they, like, if they've got a £50,000 house they're selling, then maybe, we can... maybe we can get involved. Well, that show has gone on for a lot longer than I was anticipating. But great to have everyone. And I guess we will see everyone next week. Thanks, Bob. Nice to see you.
Lovely to see you, babes. Have a lovely week.
You and, too.
See you next week.
Fingers crossed for no lockdown. Woo!
Fingers crossed. Bye, guys. Bye.